This Rush Hour catch-up podcast is built tough, like the new look Mazda BT50. For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
We're joined in studio by a few people today, a few guests in here. Yeah. We've got Dan the Internut.
Hello.
Right. Hey, on guitar. Lovely. We also have Emily from our content team.
Hello.
You have to get close to the microphone.
Hello.
That's better. On clap.
Cheers.
Good.
That, by the way, that look from Em is the thanks for introducing me.
You're welcome.
I didn't want to be, but I didn't want any part of this.
There's a reason why. We have been introduced to a jingle from Woolworths because single-use bags are on their way out.
They are.
Plastic bags, Gonski.
Hefty
jingle.
Peppy. Up and about.
Well, it's just in case you forget, this is their way of reminding you. Have a listen.
Put some green bags in the boot.
Put some by the door.
Because the single-use bags soon a thing of the past.
When you head into Woolworths, you might need to ask.
Have you got your green bags?
Have you got your green bags?
Have you got your green bags?
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. Like we said, peppy.
Yep. But we thought to ourselves, you know what, that's all well and good, but there are other things that you need to remember before the whole single-use green bags
thing. That's way down the list.
Yeah. So with that said, we've got a few things here. We're going to change the jingle up a little bit. And by the way, we're doing this live. So,
which is why everyone's nervous.
It could be. Could be terrible.
Could be.
And also, we should know, TP stands for toilet paper.
That gives an indication of where this is about to happen.
Long-time listeners of this show would know that every now and again we go there. All right. Dan, are you ready?
Ready, mate.
Ready on guitar? Am ready on clap?
Ready.
Okay, fantastic. I'll take it from the top.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. It's the first one. So TP is something you need to remember. Head to the loo, going to have a number two. Hang on a tick, take the paper in with you. When you go to the toilet, you got to wipe your ass. Have you got your TP? Have you got your TP? Have you got your TP?
I do.
Oh, nice guy.
Oh! See, toilet paper, far more important to remember.
Couldn't agree more.
Than green bags.
What have you got for us, Fitz?
Got one for you. Ready for this one?
Yep. Okay.
Here we go. Off to the shops to get the lamb chops. I'm feeling a breeze. Is there something I forgot? When you're out and about, you don't want your bits out. Have you got your pants on? Have you got your pants on? Have you got your pants on?
I do.
Actually, we all do, yeah.
All right, guys. Everybody's got their pants
again,
on.
That's again, pants more important than green bags.
You know what else is more important?
What's that?
I'll take you through it. Off for a walk to lose a little pork. Closing the door, and then you think, oh, the door, did I lock it? Are they in my pocket? Have you got your house keys? Have you got your house keys? Have you got your house keys?
I do. Again, more important than green bags.
Yep. All right.
I feel I've got something here, though, that is more important than green bags and the previous three.
Let's
ready for this? Let's go. It's quiet at home. Should I be alone? Better ring the wife. Get her on the phone. Oh no, it's Thursday. Should be on my way home. Where'd you leave your kids, mate? Where'd you leave your kids, mate? Where'd you leave your kids, mate?
I don't know.
I've got absolutely no idea.
Hey, well done, everybody. Nice work.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Pete and Fitzy in today doing everything Perth, and Fitzy filling in for Lisa. She'll be back on Monday.
Tell them they're dreaming.
1-3-3-5-3. We want to hear about your ridiculous Gumtree offers. Kat, the producer, was in here before telling us the story of her mate. Got a car on Gumtree, $1,000. Bloke rocks up. Says, can you hold it? Sure. Mm-hmm. Here's a $3 deposit. And I've also got $450 worth of paintball vouchers that you can just hold on to. I'll be back, I promise.
My question is, why would you have $450 paintball vouchers on hand before you'd have more than $3 cash?
I don't know. Let's go to the phones. We've got Steve in Perth. Tell them they're dreaming, mate. What's your Gumtree story?
It's not actually a Gumtree story. It's a major Australian retailer story.
Brilliant. It's even better.
Let's have it. All right.
Well, I obviously worked for a major Australian retailer, and during the process of trying to sell a piece of equipment to a customer, rather than give me a discount, he offered me a $100 voucher for a lap dance. So naturally, I...
Was it written in pen by himself? I mean,
it was a proper voucher. It turns out he was a manager of one of the big nightclubs in Perth. It was all legit, above board. Yeah. So I was a manager that day, and I asked around the boys to see if any of them wanted it. And sure enough, one of them put their hands up. So I took the deal.
Took the deal,
and then I sold the voucher to that person for the value of the commission that I lost by giving the discount.
Steve, just before you go, and please, not too much detail, okay, keep it right, but is $100 like going, I'm not too sure, is that enough?
Oh, get out, you're not too sure.
I'm married with three kids, I'd imagine that's not enough.
Well, I'm sure he got his money's worth.
Yeah, no. Okay, it's amazing. Would $100 lap dance voucher, $450 worth of paintball vouchers? Would you? Yeah. Jake in Midland, tell them they're dreaming. Tell us about your ridiculous Gumtree offer.
So a couple months back, I posted a motorcycle helmet on Gumtree for $70. Again, like you, Fizzy, I don't have a motorcycle or my license.
Mm.
So I posted it, I got a reply, and he was like, hey, man, I've got $20 cash, and will you take $50 time zone card?
You know, can I say, Jack?
Jake!
Sale, right in this room. Man. That's a deal.
Like, seriously,
what did you do?
I was pretty tempted because I do like time zones. So I don't think it, but
The best part is at time zone when you ride the bikes there, you don't need a helmet. So
you'd need to do the deal at time zone so you could swipe it and check the credit.
Yeah, you're right.
Otherwise,
it
could be any amount of it.
Oh, far out. That's gold. One more year from Reynolds in Noranda. Tell them they're dreaming. What's this Gumtree offer? Let's hear about it.
Well, once again, it's not a Gumtree offer. It was, we'll call it a gentleman's club.
What is going on?
Lisa's off air for 3 days, 4 days. Look what's happening.
I think we need you back in here, Kat. Like, there's got to be more female on the radio station. Go on, Reynolds. Another gentleman's club.
My father got a service, and he didn't have any money. But he'd been there on several occasions, and they knew him, and he left my dog with them. And so they accepted it and held the dog, and Dad drove off down the road about 50 metres, wound the window down, whistled, the dog raced up to the car, jumped in the window, and he drove off. Never came back again.
There are more questions than answers with that story. First one, why was he there with the dog to start with? But don't answer it.
Well, his dog went everywhere. Everywhere Dad went, the dog went with him.
Yeah, but there's everywhere. There's everywhere.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Denham Hitchcock is joining us now with more on this report. It'll be on Sunday night, hosted by Mel Doyle, 8:30 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus. Tell us a little bit about exactly how you managed to get a hold of Aaron Cockman and what it was like to talk to him.
Well, this was one of those stories. Myself and the team at Sunday Night, along with everybody else, watched those horrible events unfold, and there didn't seem to be many answers. Not only that, a hell of a lot of questions. And the only thing we heard from Aaron Cockman was that press conference that you might remember, where he came out within 24 hours of finding out the terrible news. He gave what you might term to be a rambling press conference. Very disjointed, a man clearly still in some state of shock. So we went over to talk to the family. We ended up spending almost 2 weeks with them. And what we've managed to get is the story behind the story. And I think it's something that needs to be told on multiple levels and for multiple reasons. But that family has been through hell. And what you'll see on Sunday night is why it happened, how it happened, and some very disturbing facts.
Is it ever something that you think can ever be answered 100% though, at the end of the day, why someone would do something like this to a family they love?
Look, it's a good question. You'd be hard-pressed to ever answer one of those questions 100%, but in this case, we come very, very, very close to it. Yep. And considering we know almost nothing at the moment, this really does fill in the picture. And it's not just the story of Aaron. It's a lot of other witnesses, key people along the line that will be able to illustrate not only the problems that Peter and Cinda Miles were having within their own family, but also a very bitter custody and court battle. New evidence, new pieces of the investigation that police will be looking into, a comprehensive report, and you will get some answers. This is not one of those TV advertisements where you promise the world and you don't receive it. By the end of watching this story, you'll understand what happened.
I think murder-suicide is one of the hardest to understand atrocities that we see, and we do see it on the news from time to time. Mm. It seems to happen more often now than it ever did, Denham. Are there triggers in it? Are there things within this story that people can watch and go, right, this is something I can look out for in my day-to-day life if they're in a fairly tumultuous sort of situation themselves?
Yeah, look, you've touched upon an important point there, and that's one of the reasons that sometimes, while unpalatable, it's important these stories are done, because there are markers that happened along this story, markers and points along the way that were warning signs, and they're warning signs that everybody could look out for.
We're speaking with Denham Hitchcock. His report with what drove Peter Miles to commit the worst mass shooting since Port Arthur, just south of where we are at Margaret River, airs this Sunday night on Channel 7 and 7 Plus at 8:30. We thank you for your time, mate. I think in particular, I'm just looking forward to seeing Aaron Cockman again a couple of months on, because that press conference was one of the most bizarre things that I have ever seen, and there was many conversations had within this team as to whether or not this bloke in particular was sane of mind, or if he was just a man dealing with some incredible atrocity that he's just seen.
Yeah, well, the first thing that my friends and colleagues said to me when we came back was, well, how was he? Because that's all people knew of him, and that was that press conference. But I can tell you that both Aaron and his family are decent, hardworking, compassionate people. Nothing what you think that came across from that press conference. And getting to know their story and getting to know him is part of understanding this as well.
Denham, appreciate your time, mate.
Thanks, guys. Anytime. Thanks,
with you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up podcast was built tough, like the new look Mazda BT50.